The Institute of the North is in Nome this week for the fourth annual Week of the Arctic, bringing together policymakers and local shareholders to discuss short and long-term goals for America's presence in the far north. KNOM's Matthew Smith reports.
Balancing larger Arctic ambitions with more local and immediate needs, like running water and affordable energy, dominated the discussion Monday during the Institute of the North's visit to Nome for the fourth annual Week of the Arctic. Niels Andreasen, the executive director of the Institute, says the discussion was wide-ranging and admittedly ambitious.
For as much as the long list of infrastructure and needs is, it's not all going to get addressed through the work that we're doing.
Andreasen struck a realistic tone about the scope of issues in the Arctic and how they far outweigh the money and political will needed to accomplish them. After an early morning meeting with Nome Mayor Denise Michaels and heads of regional nonprofit Kuwerik, Native corporations like Sitnasok, and other regional leaders, Andreasen opened up the floor of Nome City Council chambers to public input. Nome's Chuck Wheeler was the first to the podium, lambasting recent assessments that a deepwater harbor at Port Clarence near Brevik Mission and Teller wouldn't affect fish, wildlife, or other subsistence resources.
We own this land. The government's just the trustee. Number one priority is to protect the land, preserve it, enhance it. But when economic development comes and big money, they forget about that priority. To say there's no impact is asinine.
Focusing on energy, Gwen Holdman with the Alaska Center for Power at the University of Alaska Fairbanks says for all the talk of Arctic ambitions and the very real concerns for preparedness as more ships transit Arctic waters, the central problem of affordable, sustainable energy is what will ultimately decide the fate of many Arctic communities, as well as the direction of Arctic development.
Energy is an issue that's going to underline any of the goals that you're trying to seek to accomplish here. When you're looking at infrastructure build out, looking at oil spill response, all of that, I think that the role of affordable energy has been really underplayed in a lot of these conversations. I'd like you to kind of consider thinking about energy a little bit more broadly.
And Washington State Senator Kevin Ranker, attending as part of the Joint Oceans Commission, urged Alaska law and policymakers to expand the conversation about the U.S. Arctic beyond Alaska and to other Pacific states like Washington.
The Arctic needs a larger congressional delegation representing the Arctic. If we can get Washington congressional delegates and Washington state legislators to start thinking about why the Arctic matters for a local reason, those are really interesting drivers to start to elevate this dialogue beyond Alaska is the only Arctic connection.
The Week of the Arctic Conference continued in Nome today with several workshops and a federal listening session. The conference moves to Kotzebue tomorrow and Thursday before concluding in Barrow on Friday and Saturday. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.